This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. It's your brother Yahya Ibrahim with another daily tafsir. We're now doing juz number 10, walillahi alhamd. We're continuing near the end of Surah Al-Anfal, which is the eighth chapter of the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continues speaking about the Battle of Badr. And the Battle of Badr was intentional to bring peace to the believers who were always worried what would they do when the enemy came to attack the people of Quraysh. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, يَوْمَ الْتَقَى الْجَمْعَانِ, the decisive victory was with the believers, and that strengthened their heart. It also brought to bear the punishment that the people of Quraysh would eventually see, and it began in the Battle of Badr. Their chiefs, Uqba, and Abu Jahl and Utbah were all killed on that day. And it was a sense of demoralizing defeat for them, even more so spiritually. Then the surah begins to speak about how to gain Allah's assistance. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا إِذَا لَقِيتُمْ. When you find an enemy, when you find difficulty, when there's strain that's you're gonna face, whether on the battlefield or in the battlefield of your life, فَثْبُتُوا وَذْكُرُوا اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا. Be firm and steadfast and make mention and remembrance of Allah often. لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ. In that way, you will find the success that you need. وَأَطِيعُوا اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ. Be obedient to God and His commands and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam. وَلَا تَنَازَعُوا فَتَفْشَلُوا وَتَذْهَبَ رِيحُكُمْ. Be obedient to Allah and His Messenger and don't dispute and disband from each other. Hold on to each other. Be firm with each other. فَتَذْهَبَ رِيحُكُمْ. Because if you do, your energy and your efficiency and your strength will depart. وَصْبِرُوا. And be patient. Be firm. There's going to be things you have to be patient in disputes you have with people who are you're supposed to see eye to eye with, and you have to be patient in this. وَلَا تَكُونُوا كَالَّذِينَ خَرَجُوا مِنْ دِيَارِهِمْ. And don't be like those who exit their homes going out for a noble purpose, but they ruin it because of pride and arrogance and showing off and boastfulness. None of that will be pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the end result, what is taught is obey Allah, His Messenger, and be brothers. كُونُوا إِخْوَانًا. Be brothers to each other. This is how Surah Al-Anfal comes to an end. The ninth chapter of the Quran, Surah At-Tawbah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala begins it, and it's a chapter that there's agreement amongst the scholars where saying Basmala, Bismillahir Rahman Rahim, should not be recited, because this surah descended to affirm Allah's wrath and anger against those who were renegades against the Prophet ﷺ, from the people of Quraysh, from the Arabs who did not believe, and more importantly, from the hypocrites who lived with disbelief in their heart but showed an aspect of faithfulness in their outer being. And the surah has different names. It's called Surah At-Tawbah, repentance, and bara'ah, meaning disavowment and disavowal. Allah has disavowed. And therefore, there's no mention of mercy at the beginning of it. It begins by discussing the peace treaty that the Prophet had with the people of Quraysh, that it would be honored up to the date that has been set. And thereafter, there would be no more treaty. And therefore, it would be something where the Prophet ﷺ would take action. And this is where the prohibition of idolatry to be practiced in the realm of the holy sanctuaries of Mecca and Medina and so forth were brought to an end. فَلَا يَدْخُلُ الْمَسْجِدَ الْحَرَامَ مِنْ بَعْدِ عَامِهِمْ هَذَا. After that year, they are not to enter into the holy site to do their idolatrous acts of worship. And that was a commandment set by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah then speaks often in this surah about masajid. And there's going to be one masjid, which is called Dirar, that will come in the next juz, that is set as a masjid that was ill-intentioned. But Allah initially in this juz, in juz number 10, speaks about the masjid that is honoring to Allah. It is a place where His name is mentioned and praised. Hypocrites have an allergic reaction to this. They dishonored, and they're dishonored because they don't have a love and an affinity to the house of Allah. Allah also mentions إِنَّ عِدَّةَ الشُّهُورِ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ 12 شَهْرًا فِي كِتَابِ اللَّهِ, that the months of the calendar year are 12, مِنْهَا أَرْبَعَةٌ حُرُمْ, 4 of them are to be treated as sacred, where violence and war and sin should be abstained from in even particular regard. And there's a virtue that is set for the early muhajirin, al-muhajirun, those who made hijrah to the Prophet early on, cannot be made equal to those who stayed behind, and even the Ansar, Awa wa Nasaru, who received the Muhajireen, are not on equal standing with them. Allah speaks about defending the believers, and that there is a call and a time to bear arms. And the Prophet ﷺ is told, حَرَّدِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ in Surah Al-Anfal and Surah Al-Tawbah, raise an army and raise a strength and deter violence against you by positioning yourself strategically and in a strengthening pose. And that the believers, those who have faith in Allah, are those who struggle in the path of truth, are those who commit their jihad, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala requests of it of their life and their wealth, that you have to stand up for the greater purpose and defend those who are weakest amongst you. And that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has bestowed nobility upon those who are martyred in the cause of defending others in their path of truth. And those who give their life and they give their energy and they give their wealth for the service of others, for the assistance of others, are those who are the most noble of people. Allah also continues by speaking about the categories of zakah. And there's a lot of financial discussion in this surah where Allah speaks about zakah, which has been made to be seen as different to general charity. And Allah separates it. General charity, you decide how much you give, to who you give, when you give, when if not to give. That's general charity. It's up to you. But zakah, إِنَّمَا الصَّدَقَاتُ لِلْفُقَرَاءِ, this zakah is to be paid to a certain category and types of people. And those types are listed in verse number 60. There's no choice in it. You don't decide when to give, how much to give, or to who to give. It is determined by a calculation set by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah also speaks about the hypocrites wanting to hoard their wealth, and that their wealth that they hold to them will be a source of punishment for them on the Day of Judgment. That they will be asked to bear its burden. Hypocrites are those who seek profit even from that which is haram. And these are all highlighted in their surah. They are those who are harmful to others, unethical in their business dealings, and they are those who forget the share of the needy and the poor. They are compared to those who are righteous, who give freely in the path of Allah, and Allah returns it to them often. Allah then compares the hypocrites of the time of the Prophet ﷺ to those nations that were perished and destroyed in the past, especially those who had a clergy that were clear, that were greedy and coveting of wealth and money. The great underlying theme of the surah is that there are hypocrites amongst the believers, and that those hypocrites are those who won't stand up for truth, who won't bear arms to defend it, who won't hold the Prophet ﷺ in esteem and awe. Although they'll stand behind him in prayer, in their hearts there's suspicion, malice, and anger. And they're trying to profiteer from all of this to make wealth. They belittle the believers at every turn, and they look down at the contributions that the believers give. Allah juxtaposes that to those who are true in faith, that they are those who are courageous and giving, and even when they don't have, they give and are spendthrifty and generous in the path of Allah. They are generous and willing to do what is beyond even their means at times. And these two groups will always be found within the ummah of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And that kind of brings an end to the juz number 10. And I hope you'll join me inshallah for this ongoing series of a juz a day as a part of our daily tafsir. It's your brother Yahya Ibrahim. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.